The journey from Prague to Expo Osaka is the brainchild of Josef Zajíček, mission leader and automotive entrepreneur who pitched the idea in an unrelated conversation with Czech Commissioner General at the Expo, Ondřej Soška.
He was showing me plans of the Czech pavilion, and he had a bunch of empty spaces around. So I asked, what are you going to exhibit here? He said he didn't know. So I said, in Japan, we should show Czech cars and Czech industry. The Japanese appreciate it. In fact, the Japanese emperor was driving a Škoda, or a Laurin and Clement, as it was known at the time, in 1915 to 1916. So Czech cars need to be there.
The mission which ultimately emerged from that idea carries the name Robot, a word of Czech origin coined by writer and playwright Karel Čapek in 1920. The trajectory itself draws inspiration from the 1970s Sakura mission, when four young Czechs were selected by Japanese TV to hitchhike all the way to the 1970 Osaka Expo, an odyssey of 9 months at the time. A member of the Sakura mission, Zdeněk Toma, was present at the delegation's departure, along with President Pavel and Japanese ambassador Kansuke Nagaoka. With their blessing, the seven veterans set out to travel a distance of roughly 16,000 kilometers, spread across 13 different countries. Through Slovakia, Hungary, Serbia, Bulgaria and Turkey, the cars made their way to the Caucasus. As Zajíček points out, geopolitical tensions in the region were a complicating factor in the planning of the journey.
You have the Georgia-Azerbaijan border, which has been closed to the public for 5 years now. Thanks to the Foreign Ministry and Czech Embassy, we managed to get a diplomatic note, so we have all the necessary documents.
The mission has now successfully crossed Azerbaijan and the Caspian Sea into Kazakhstan, heading forth into Uzbekistan. In China and South Korea, the delegation will be joined by an escort, something that was not easy to secure, according to Zajíček. The old-timers underway to Osaka are, after all, not a common sight on the road. Iconic Škoda models, Octavia, 100L and 120, are joined by the expedition's centerpiece, a Tatra 603 from 1959. According to Zajíček, they can expect an enthusiastic reception.
When we went to Istanbul, all of Turkey was on its feet. They were waving to us, so I think it definitely gets some excitement going. But I have to say we also have one Toyota in the group. I thought it would be nice to have both Czech and Japanese cars, so we took a Toyota on board. It was manufactured in Japan, and now it is returning there.
The Toyota Celica ST and a Ford Mustang hardtop complete the septet of old-timers, together with a service vehicle as an honorary eighth member. The aim of the self-declared Mission of Friendship and Peace Between Nations is to complete the entire journey in 33 days, which would get the cars into Osaka just in time for the Czech National Day at the Expo on July 24th.